The long and silky saffron filaments are the three deep red threads of the saffron flower. These are carefully picked from the flower by hand. Each kilogram of saffron is derived from about 150,000 such flowers. Pure saffron sells at high rates in Kashmir, but saffron production has declined in the last 2 years due to severe change in temperature.
There must be at least 3 rainfalls in a year for good saffron yield. This year, we didn't receive even 5% of the rain we normally get. The biggest problem is lack of irrigation. The saffron flower blooms in October through November. It must get plenty of water before that.
Located on the outskirts of the capital, Srinagar, Pampur is the valley's saffron district. Nearly 90% of the cultivation of the exotic purple flower takes place here. It is said that saffron has been growing in the fields of Pampur for close to 2,500 years. Traditionally, Pampur would host a harvest festival after a successful crop season, something the area has not seen in a few years.
In the event of a good crop, a festival would be held here. Everyone would be celebrating and be happy. But the saffron cultivation has suffered enormously during the past 2 to 3 years. You can see beggars take more flowers than I could pluck.
As if that was not enough for the local farmers, Kashmir's saffron is now facing fierce competition in the Indian markets.
Ever since the saffron from overseas reached Indian markets, the Kashmiri produce has lost its demand and grandeur.
Professor A.S. Dar of the Saffron Research Station believes weather is not the only reason why local saffron farmers are seeing a decline in demand.
The main reason is inefficient marketing. The farmers are not getting the price they should get for their produce. Poor rainfall and urbanization of the area have created problems.
Experts say that approximately 120 to 160 kilograms of saffron was being produced per hectare of land in 2005, compared with just 12 kilograms last year. This year, the production may come down even more. For Zubair Dar and Yusuf Jamil in Srinagar, this is Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.